God and our future. Number two, we want to be committed to cultivating. We want to cultivate our life and our faith, which means I want to be involved in my own personal development, and I don't want to put it on the deacon or the preacher, or I don't want to put my personal growth on somebody else. But I need to take full responsibility for my commitment to being a better Christian. Can you shout amen? Number three, I want to connect with the mission and with others. I want to connect with the mission of this church that I say I'm a member of. I want to make sure that I'm not a part of a company and I don't understand what the company's trying to do. Can I talk to somebody? Whatever job you take, that there's an orientation so you can understand the brand and understand the goals, aims, objectives, and aspirations. Well, the truth is our mission is to establish God's idea and impact in communities by sharing truth, encouraging growth, fostering family, and serving generously. You will not do any of this if you are not first connected with Jesus Christ. If you're not committed to God, you won't be committed to seeing the true share. So when we talk about passing out tracts, that'll fly over your head. When we talk about going out and witnessing and sharing the gospel, you won't even think about showing up. When we talk about coming on television so the word can be spread around the world, it won't even register in your mind to contribute. Because if you're not connected to God and the cause of God, sharing truth will not be a priority for you. Encouraging growth. You won't care about seeing people grow and become better believers and stronger believers unless you are connected to God and you understand the importance of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. About 2 years ago, I had the privilege to travel to Africa, Ghana, the Republic of Ghana, West Africa, with a very high-profile individual to attend the AU Summit. And the AU Summit is the African Union Summit. It's probably the most significant event held on the continent. I was one of maybe four or five Americans that was allowed to be part of the AU Summit. And I remember arriving in Ghana as we pulled on the runway. And just like on television, we got off the airplane. And as we walked down the stairs of the airplane, there was a nice car sitting on the runway. And I said, man, this is just like on TV. And yeah, I'm used to getting off the plane and going to baggage claim and going outside waiting for my ride, praise the Lord. And so I walked down the runway with this high-profile individual and his team, and we were walking, and he said to me, he said, I want you to get in the car with me. And there was a car and then there was a van. And I said, all right. And there was a little flag and all of these people saluting in the whole nine yards. And I felt like somebody. And I felt like Hakeem when coming to America. And so I got ready to get in the car, and the staff rushed over and said, hey, Rev, he can't go with you. He can't go with you. He needs to come with us to get his credentials. So he needs to come get in the van. And so I hesitantly looked over at the van and looked back at the nice car. And he said, he can go with me. And he said, no, he needs to go get his credentials. And so I said, sir, I'll go get my credentials. I'll see you later. And I hesitantly moved towards the short yellow bus. And so I got in the van, and I'm sitting there with the team members and staff and assistants. And we go to this special embassy because I've got to get my credentials so that I can get into the AU Summit. I got to have my badge and my name and all of that stuff. So I get to this special embassy, and we pull up. And when we pull up to the entrance, we're getting ready to drive in. A gentleman steps in front of the van, and all grappling with. They've been